This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, a Denver judge ruled this afternoon that the heirs of former Denver Broncos owner Edward Kaiser have no right to buy back any portion of the franchise, clearing the way for a possible sale of the team. The decision came after a trial last fall in which the trust now running the team challenged the assertion by Kaiser's heir that his original agreement to sell the Broncos to Pat Bowlen in 1984 was still valid, and that gave them the right of first refusal on any potential sale. Team President Joe Ellis said the ownership situation should be settled before the start of the 2022 season, and now a judge's ruling clears the way for that to happen. Justin will have much more on this in just a few minutes. The Colorado Department of Education just released a report stating Colorado's four-year graduation rate is decreasing for the first time in a decade. According to Colorado Department of Education press release today, there was a slight decrease in Colorado students graduating from a four-year education compared to the previous year. A total of 81.7% of the class of 2021 graduated last spring. Based on the data released, the overall graduation rate decreased by 0.2 percentage points due to the total of 12th graders enrolled compared to 2020 school year. There was a total of 622 more students graduating than the class of 2020. A former Manitou Springs High School teacher is under arrest after sexual assault charges. Police say that Matthew Barton attacked a minor around a dozen years ago without releasing many more details. Investigators note the school is fully cooperating with the probe. He hasn't worked at the high school since 2011. And a Fort Carson soldier is under arrest in Fountain on child sex exploitation accusations. Ryan Taflinger was arrested today following a tip. Police declined to release many more details on that and more information. They said that they are worried that there are more victims out there. Anyone with information should call the police department in Fountain. The state health department started sending out texts today encouraging Coloradoans to stay up to date with their COVID-19 vaccinations. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
Those texts will go out to those who are due to get their booster doses. That includes people 12 and older who got their second Pfizer shot at least 5 months ago, those 18 and older who received their second dose of Pfizer or Moderna at least 5 months ago are also eligible. The CDC updated its recommended time frame last week. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Top U.S. health officials are playing defense as the nation grapples with a shortage of COVID testing kits and challenging guidelines.
This administration has time and again squandered its opportunities and made worse in the decisions you've made on testing and treatment and, most crucially, in communications with the American people.
That's North Carolina Republican Richard Barr. Over a million people have now tested positive for COVID-19 in Colorado. The state health department says more than 77,000 Coloradoans tested positive for the virus last week. And a new poll finds President Biden's approval rating is dropping. 53% of respondents in the UMass Amherst National Poll disapproved, and 41% say they approve of the job performance. His approval rating is down over 50% last April. Additionally, 64% believe the country is in the wrong track. The poll margin has an error of 3.1%. And finally, the next liftoff for Florida's Space Coast is happening this week. SpaceX Falcon 9 rockets set to launch from Cape Canaveral at about 10:25 a.m. this Thursday. It will carry the Transponder 3 mission and will bring commercial and government satellites into orbit. The company has launched around 2,000 satellites into space so far. Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Beautiful conditions across southern Colorado today. Temperatures above average, but still nice and pleasant, hovering in the 50s to low 60s along and east of I-25. Overnight tonight, 30s across the area. Partly clear skies, a little warmer on Wednesday. Highs in the low 60s for Colorado Springs. Steady highs in the 60s along the Arkansas River Valley from Pueblo into the eastern plains. And near 50 degrees for Woodland Park. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.